the Zimbabwe Human Rights, we are working jointly with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. We have partnered, like we always do with the NGO Forum, in organizing an interactive dialogue which will be held on Thursday, the 10th of December, which is International Human Rights Day. We are going to be holding interactive dialogue focusing on taking stock on constitutionalism in Zimbabwe, making a progress that we titled for debate. So we thought that to create a platform for Zimbabweans, as they commemorate Mark of Celebration National Human Rights Day, then they need to derogate issues to do with constitutionalism. How is our government faring in terms of implementing and observing the obligations that they committed to in this government charter?
This day coincides with Itai Dzamara missing for 9 months. What are you going to do?
The issue of enforced disappearance and abduction really worries us as a Zimbabwe lawyer for human rights. Let us alone of the abduction of Itai, including the disappearance of Paul Chizuze, the disappearance of Nabanyana, and several other Zimbabweans who cannot be accounted for. So this is part one area whereby we definitely raise questions about, and we remain concerned by that disappearance and the lack of progress in locating those people.
How are you going to involve the government in this whole process?
We are here to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, the National Prosecuting Authority, and the Judicial Service Commission, with the representatives during that dialogue, which will be moderated by Mr. Debra Smichena.